Well, good morning. It is May 3rd, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading on this foggy Tuesday morning here in upstate New York. Thank you all so much for joining me. Today we are going to be jumping into Numbers chapter 10, Psalm 46 and Psalm 47, Song of Solomon chapter 8, and we are done with Song of Solomon today, by the way. Good job. Another book in the books. And then Hebrews chapter 8. So let's get into the word this morning. Numbers chapter 10 today. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece thou shalt make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east parts shall go forward. And when ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journey. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpet, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generation. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in the solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over the burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. The children of Israel took their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journeying according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. In the first place went to the standard of the camp of the children of Judah according to their armies, and over his host was Nashon, the son of Aminadab. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Ishkar was Nethaneel, the son of Zuar. And over the son of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. And the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set forward, bearing the tabernacle. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set forward according to their armies, and over his host was Eleazar, the son of Shadir. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Simeon was Shalumiel, the son of Zerushaddai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Gad was Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. And the Kohathites set forward, bearing the sanctuary, and the other did set up the tabernacle against they came. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according to their armies, and over his host was Elishama, the son of Ammihud. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Padazur. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gideoni. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan set forward, which was the re-reward of the camp throughout their hosts. And over his host was Ahizer, the son of Amishadai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Asher was Pagiel, the son of Akron. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. And thus were the journeyings of the children of Israel according to their armies when they set forward. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, We are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to mine own land and to my own kindred. And he said, Leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be, that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto thee. And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was upon them day by day, and when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass, when the ark set forward, that Moses said, Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee. And when it rested, he said, Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel. That was Numbers chapter 10. Let's move on over to Psalms. We're going to read Psalm 46 and Psalm 47 this morning. Psalm 46. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the cities of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathens raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made on the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Psalm 47. To the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nation under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he has loved. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the shout of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto the King, sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding, God reigning over the heathen, God sitting upon the house and the throne of the holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. That was Psalm 46 and Psalm 47. Let's move on over to Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, finishing off chapter 8 here. Oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked the breasts of my mother. When I should find thee without, I would kiss thee. Yea, I would not be despised. I would lead thee and bring thee into my mother's house. Who would instruct me? I would cause thee to drink of spiced wine, of the juice of the pomegranate. His left hand should be under my head, and his right hand should embrace me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love until he pleases. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? I raised thee up under the apple tree, and there thy mother brought thee forth, and there she brought thee forth that bare thee. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would be utterly contempt. We have a little sister, and she has no breasts. And what shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? If she be a wall, we will build upon her a palace of silver, and if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar. I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers. Then was I in his eyes as one that found favor. Solomon had a vineyard at Baal Haman, and let out the vineyard unto the keepers. Every one for the fruit thereof was to bring 1,000 pieces of silver. My vineyard, which is mine, is before me. Thou, O Solomon, must have 1,000, and those that keep the fruit thereof 200. Thou that dwellest in the gardens, the companion, hearken to thy voice, cause me to hear it. Make haste, my beloved, and be thou like a roe, or to a young hart, upon the mountains of spices. That was the end of the book of Song of Solomon. Tomorrow we start Isaiah. Good job. Another book in the books, as I said before. So, let's move on over to our final reading today in Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is who is set at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, and wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was astonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shown to thee in the mount. But Now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, A new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Well, amen. That was our reading today for May the 3rd, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Pray that it was a blessing. Make sure to comment or leave a reaction to the video so I can make sure to mark that on my list. But let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you so much for this word. We thank you so much for our Lord Jesus, who indeed is the maker of a better covenant. God, Lord, as we read through books like Numbers and Leviticus, and Lord, we read about all those laws and all the things that the ancient Israelites had to do. Lord, if I was in their shoes, I would have a hard time having surety of my salvation. And yet in Jesus, Lord, we have that assurance. We have that hope of eternal life that is founded by your grace alone, through faith alone, in him alone. And Lord, we praise you for that. So Lord, I pray, starting with myself today, that we would be used of you, God, convict us of sins, grow us, Lord, where we need growth, and Lord, help us to just honor you today, Lord, I pray. Lord, may we share the gospel with someone. Lord, may we encourage maybe somebody who is a little backslidden to come back to the faith, come back to church, and get serving, Lord. We are living in dark times, and Lord, I pray, God, that we would be bold in our faith, God, that the world would know that we are Christians, and God, that we would live like it, and that we would honor you, Lord, as a result. But Lord, we love you, and Lord, we just commend this day to you in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Have a good one, everybody.